Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after, 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing potential clients to slip away. And with today's guest, his zone of genius is his ability to really listen to people and help them identify and overcome any limiting beliefs that are holding them back. So I am super excited to introduce Mark Nelson. Now, Mark is a business coach specializing in helping people start their own coaching practices, as well as helping existing coaches become even more successful. Now, he started his entrepreneurial and coaching journey while he was a public high school math teacher, and he had a goal to create a bigger impact for his students and families, not only in his community, but throughout the world. So Mark has helped thousands of people create their own businesses and become coaches themselves. Now, as well, Mark hosts his own podcast, Online Marketing Secrets with Mark Nelson. Well, welcome, Mark. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
I am excited to be here. I've been looking forward to this for a couple of weeks, and it's going to be a good time today.
All right. Awesome. And, you know, Mark, I just love how you're helping coaches be more successful at what they love doing, which is coaching. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
I'm very excited about what I'm doing. I'm very excited to get people started and to help people get on their journey to where they want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very rewarding work. And I'm curious, what exactly was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to go from a high school math teacher to start your own coaching practice?
Well, interesting question, because I started in an entrepreneurial family. My dad had a hardware store, and coming out of college, I ended up owning three stores with my two brothers.
And nice.
We did extremely well until the big box stores found our talents. So we ended up closing when I ran. And at that time I had two kids and I also had a teaching degree. So the safest place was to go into teaching. And I loved to be a teacher. It's not a knock on that, because I made a big impact on a lot of people. And I thought that was kind of my gift or my path was always going to be teacher. But being an entrepreneur, there's that entrepreneurial spirit in you all the time.
Right.
And as a teacher back when I got started, my wife and I were doing okay, but we were in Wisconsin at that time, and it was vacations were not there because we had two kids. We couldn't fly. We couldn't do things that we thought we wanted to do. So I kept looking for a way to make extra money. I mean, I found out that famous Google area.
Yeah.
And I started, I think, like a lot of people, I went into, I read Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Right.
And decided that, I'll do real estate and to get into network marketing. And I did some real estate and did okay, but I made some mistakes and kind of.
And that can be costly if you're making mistakes in real estate. Ouch.
I made a huge mistake there, but that's a. But I think when you say that, all those mistakes are kind of a learning point for me. In real estate, it was, I jumped in during the time period where it was 0% interest. And if you had a credit rating and could breathe, they would give you a loan.
Right. Yeah, that was a boondog time. So yes. Exactly.
But I was a math teacher, and you would think that I would be a number cruncher, but I didn't. I just jumped in and I made a terrible mistake. And my family really struggled with it financially. And it really set us up for a whole different way of digging out of it, per se. We ended up at that point, I had to go. We went into a bankruptcy and ended up heading towards foreclosure. But I was still doing, at that time, I was doing another little MLM business and starting to make some money.
Okay.
I knew I needed to do more. And I knew I could help more people, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, sure. That teacher inside of you, you know, has a strong foothold. So, yeah, that makes sense that you would want to look into something where you could be, you know, still in that role of helping people achieve more.
Right. Right. I think the biggest thing of all this, when I was teaching, again, something kept driving me to make a bigger impact. You know, I knew it was there. I just had to find it. Mm-hmm. And I found real estate wasn't it because of the bad mistake. And I found network marketing was okay, but it really just wasn't for me. I lived in a small town. And at that time, social media was gaining traction, but it wasn't something I was terribly big into. Right. So it was a different business. I found myself floundering.
Well, yeah. So the coaching work sounds like it was the perfect remedy to still being your own boss, you know, being an entrepreneur, as well as tapping into that expertise that you have as far as helping people learn how to, you know, overcome those limiting beliefs and create a business for themselves. So yeah, I love that. So how long have you had your own coaching practice, and has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Well, it has. I've been doing this for about 4 years now.
Okay.
Kind of came on a whim. It's as I mentioned earlier, I was trying to gain a foothold in this online business world. And I just knew it was there. I just didn't know how to get it. So I think what I did, I tried to use Google as my coach. And I found out that free and all the trainings on YouTube and Google were good. It just wasn't getting me where I needed to go. So I hired my first coach. Mm-hmm. And that was the learning process, because at the time I was very famous for, I was still teaching yet. So I was very famous of trying to do something right before teaching started, thinking I would get into it once school would get going. Well, that didn't happen. I wasn't a very good student for this coach, but I learned, and we both learned. I'm actually re-coaching with them again. So after that experience, I hired another coach and needed to keep going. I hired a business coach to teach me how to build a business online. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, what he did was we worked on my mindset. It was an amazing experience. It really was. It's like, what the heck?
Yeah.
I remember some of the questions he'd ask me. I'm going, now, hey, I'm here to learn how to build a business.
Right.
But it was me holding me back.
Kind of driving a car with your foot on the brake and your foot on the gas. It's like, it doesn't go anywhere, but the engine revs.
Exactly. And it was actually with him. You know, in one of our conversations, he says, you know, Mark, what I find in you is that you are a very good listener. Everything we have set forth for you, you do. You should start your own coaching business.
Interesting.
And he planted a seed.
Okay. Now, when you started your own coaching practice, did you always, you know, have this vision of helping other coaches, or did you start out with a different focus?
You know, I think as most coaches, at least the ones I've found that I work with, they don't know what their niche is going to be. They just feel they're going to be a coach. You know, I wanted to call myself a lifestyle coach, but it was something bigger than that. It's a, so I think in the game plan, I started out wanting to be a business coach, but yet I knew that as I was teaching my students, I changed districts when we moved down to Tennessee. I just saw there was such a need, not only for the students, because that's, you could say I'm a math teacher. I was more of a coach to my students than anything else. Mm-hmm. But it was also their families. You know, they were in this time period that people weren't making money. They didn't know what to do. But yet there was this online world. So I started thinking I can impact way more people being a coach than I can teaching 120 kids a year.
Right.
And that's when I really got going into it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's great. Yeah. When you discover there's a huge need out there, that's, and you know that you can fill that need, that's a great position to be in. So yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way in addition to the inner work that you talked about? Or is that, you know, and you feel free to talk more about that, obviously, but, you know, I'm just curious as to what kind of obstacles you faced once you decided to, you know, become a business coach.
I think one of I have a couple of them. The biggest was me. Mm-hmm. Was to get out of my way.
Isn't that frustrating? You can't blame anybody else. Come on, who can I blame here? Can't be just me.
Gotta
be the websites, gotta be the autoresponders, gotta be something else.
I knew I needed coaching. You know, that was what's always saved me, was that I knew I needed somebody in my back pocket, but to hold me accountable, but also to give me the boost that was kind of sitting there when I would have this non-belief. So that was the biggest obstacle. At the same time, that was, I was diagnosed with colon cancer.
Mm, oh my goodness.
And had to go through that. It, to tell you the truth, it comes from, you know, they say cancer comes from stress. Well, there was that period I went through, this foreclosure and almost bankruptcy, and mm-hmm. You start blaming yourself. But the through that is I started learning more and more about myself. One, I wasn't a quitter. Two, I became a published author at that time.
Nice.
Through my, you know, I started blogging about my journey, and they found me. But I just knew my destiny wasn't to lay on a couch. I had bigger things to do and more people to help. So I became more and more determined that I was going to find out my strength and help people find their strengths. That became my goal.
Right. Yeah. Well, that is awesome. That's, you know, being able to provide that insight to help people really understand what their strengths are and who they could possibly best serve, is that's a huge value right there. You know, obviously, Mark, you're an expert at helping people really, you know, start and grow successful coaching practices. But how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
Yeah, you know, yes, it's, I think when you first begin, it is a sales process, but you start thinking of trying to sell more than anything else. You know, my learning curve and the people I work with, we talk more about serving your clients and giving value. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they sell themselves on you. You know, if you can get to where free discovery calls, and during that process, if I can share value with them, it's not really a sales job. It's their understanding that I can help them, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, when I was in retail, I learned to sell.
Right.
This was something totally different. And that was my growth and the growth of all my students, is that, okay, how do we get this? And some people are really good at it. They understand that they're here to serve. And by giving value, the people come on board usually just because they want to work with you.
Mm-hmm. In the retail space, that's transactional selling. It's an item, and you know, people can see it, touch it, feel it, you know, and assess, compare, do I want this one or do I want that one? Okay, I want this one. And maybe this other thing too, because that all comes together. And so it's transactional. And in the work that you're doing, it's transformational selling. You're promising an outcome that is based on a transformation of this person. And so that's a completely different ballgame. There's so many different elements that go into that to what I call support your potential client through that process. So yeah, well, are there any specific challenges or frustrations that you're having right now that you would like a little support around?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is I'm somewhat of an introvert.
Okay, welcome to the club. So am I.
It is very easy for me to get on videos, and you know, some people have a fear of the camera. I can do that. I have a YouTube channel. I do TikTok. I'm fine with that stuff. But yet, to ask somebody, you know, to start a conversation, and a lot of coaching is done in direct messaging through social media, not coaching, but discovering clients. To go from that step of the little chat to, well, hey, do you want to get on a call? I sometimes have a challenge with that. To me, that's salesy, and I don't like to be salesy. I'm getting better though.
Right. Okay.
That's my biggest challenge.
Yeah. Well, I'd love to provide you with a little bit of insight around that.
Oh, I would love it.
Okay. So, you know, and you're definitely not alone. You know, social media has presented a whole different ballgame for us in terms of, you know, if you're in a group, you can't promote yourself. So suddenly offering this great value is now perceived as a bad thing. And, you know, and so we get kind of this, oh my gosh, what I'm offering is not good. You know, it messes with us, right? It's like, hey, I've got this ability that I can help you become a better coach. You want to talk about that? No, you can't be that direct, because then you're self-promoting and that's bad. And so it's just this weirdness that starts happening in the social media platform. And of course, given it's online, there are a lot of trust issues. Who are you and what do you want from me? You know, is like the prevalent, you know, it's an unfortunate thing, but it kind of goes along with the territory of online. You know, the important thing to keep in mind, and I heard you say, you know, last thing I want to do is feel salesy. Well, here's what causes feeling salesy. Salesy comes when you have not clearly identified what the person's specific challenge is, and you're trying to get them to take action without clearly conveying what is the benefit for them to take the action that you're offering. And so that's what salesy is. Even introverts can be salesy. Anybody can be salesy if they don't understand and go through a process to find out, well, what's going on for you? And so that's always my recommendation. Get the mindset that you have, you know, maybe you're in a busy, busy airport and there are people coming and going, you know, sitting down, every seat is filled, you know, a lot of people, and you're just kind of, you're just walking around and you, you know, pause, maybe grab a hot coffee or something, and you're standing there and you notice somebody next to you and say, hey, so where are you traveling to? And you just start this conversation. You know, you find out what the common denominator is, what's going on for him, what's going on for you that's common. And then just by the sheer fact that you have great skills, Mark, in connecting with people, you've been a high school teacher. And if you can connect with high schoolers and motivate and inspire high schoolers, there's no reason why you can't, you know, turn that, what I call your zone of genius, into and unleash it in this platform. And that's, you know, that's what I love doing, is helping people realize that it's really within them to be who they normally are. And yeah, it's online and it's a direct messaging type thing, platform, where you put out a message and then you don't hear anything. They went dark. Well, yeah, they went off and they got a cup of coffee, or they went and took their dog for a walk, or who knows. And so anyway, it's just the slow process of finding out, you know, and you have some hints based on their profile, what's going on for them, what, you know, what their goals are, what, so, you know, have you done this yet? And through two or three interchanges, you find out some pain point that you have expertise in. You say, hey, I think I can help you with that. Or I have a download, or let's jump on a call. I have some ideas around that. Let's jump on a quick call. I have some ideas I want to, you know, bounce off of you. Just keep it real. And pretend like you are at a busy airport and you just happen to pick up a conversation with somebody, but you happen to see in their hands is maybe a business builder magazine or a book or something that prompts you, hey, this guy is an entrepreneur. It looks like he's into coaching. And what's the common thread? And you direct conversation around that common thread and just help him to, you know, feel at ease. What's your intention? Because like I said, in the internet, there is a who are you and what do you want with me? Fear. And so you gotta dispel, you know, that fear and put them at ease and create a genuine conversation.
Right. That is really good advice.
Hopefully that helps shift your paradigm a little bit on the whole social media direct messaging thing. So yeah, but it's powerful and you have the skills within you. So yeah, I'm excited. Let me know how that goes in the next conversation you have online. I would love to hear any shifts that you experience. So yeah, hopefully that works. All right. And you know, it's interesting to me because we've just been through, we are still in the pandemic, unfortunately. I thought by now we'd be well beyond and, you know, it's in the rearview mirror, but not quite. And, you know, my understanding is in addition to, or well beyond, of course, the health risks and the, you know, the big impacts that a lot of people felt because their jobs were eliminated or and they had to work from home or things like that. But a lot of people transitioned from an existing career into their entrepreneurial space. So can you share a little bit about what the pandemic has had in terms of the impact on the work that you do?
Oh, I certainly can. It's what I've found is that, and I was still teaching at that time when the pandemic started out. People were looking, they're losing their jobs and looking for something else and just kind of decided they didn't want to do network marketing or MLM. And they found out this world of coaching but they didn't know where to go, didn't know how to get started into it, didn't know what to do. They just knew that that's where they wanted to go.
Right.
So what it's done is open up doors to help. It really has. It's because I was there.
Yeah.
I know exactly what they're going through. I was there. I can get them started or I can get their business going.
Right. Yeah. No, I kind of figured that. There's been a whole lot of people that got the inspiration to start out on their own. And coaching has been a great opportunity because we, you know, so many people have such brilliance, or like I say, you know, zones of genius, everybody does. And so becoming a coach is one of those things where you can share your zone of genius with so many people, but building the coaching practice, that's a whole different thing. So, well, Mark, how do you work with people who want to become coaches and build thriving practices, or those who are already coaches, but they want to achieve even more success? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
I can. I have two different things. I have a, for people starting out and for people that are established and trying to grow, I have a training portal and we do group coaching where I come on and once in a week, we do a masterclass, but they also have all my trainings in the video format. And not all people want to be into that. So I also have, for a more established coach, we do one-on-one coaching, where I sit in once a week and we will talk once a week and just kind of keep them going the same direction. what I found with people starting out, it's much like where I was, it's mindset. So we do a lot of mindset things and then talk to them how to be on social media the right way. And even the direct messaging, you know, we talk about how do you get there? How do you get people to listen to you? You really gave me good advice. Thank you. You made me, when you said that, I started smiling because I remember the last gentleman I was talking to, and we were just chatting, and he said something that I told him where I kind of struggled, and he says, well, hey, do you want to chat about that? And I thought, that was good. Because mm-hmm. Yeah. I did. I mean, I wanted to hear more of what he had to say. It right. wasn't a sales thing. I just wanted to hear more, and then that's my decision. That's what I try to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great. That's awesome. Well, so how can listeners learn more about you and this great work that you do?
Well, thank you. I have my own website. It's marknelsononline.com.
Okay.
And on that, through the menu, they can find out a free call, or else they can just go to marknelsononline.com/call and just set up a time to chat. And okay. That's all it is. It's just some people call it a strategy session. It's really a discovery call. Mm-hmm. You know, if I can find somewhere that I can help them with, then we'll go further. If not, then I'll just help them as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, excellent. All right, so that's easy enough. MarkNelsononline.com.
Yes.
And are you? Do you have any? You know, Facebook or LinkedIn or I think you mentioned TikTok, right? So how can people find you on those platforms?
I do. It's funny. I do as a challenge with my students. They said I was too old to be on TikTok. So I joined TikTok.
There you go. Yeah. Got to prove those others that they're wrong.
No, I don't dance, but I do mindset stuff and I do sales tips. You know, coaching tips. But uh-huh. I'm at on TikTok, I believe it's tiktok.com/@MarkNelsononline.
Okay. So your name. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Well, Mark, you've already shared just so many golden nuggets of wisdom here during our conversation. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, right? I mean, you were very successful in the entrepreneurial space in a couple different verticals, you know, with your hardware stores, with MLM, and now with your coaching practice. Now, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed? And I feel like this question is just perfectly designed for you.
Well, thank you. One is I would tell them just start. I mean, that you have to get started, and there are going to be ups and downs, but just get started. And then what I would do is I'd find a mentor. I mean, it's whether it's a coach or a mentor, I would just, or a master class where they can get in and follow the strategies that those people are with, but get with somebody that's they're comfortable with, and just believe in yourself, because you can do it. This isn't, I don't want to say it's rocket science. I actually coach a rocket scientist, but it's different. So there's a learning curve. So come in, get started, find your niche, wade yourself around, and find somebody that you can trust to help you build the life you want to achieve.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, though that's great. Yeah, I just love it. It's so easy to just go to Dr. Google, Professor Google, right? But those are all just bits and pieces, more bits and pieces. And it's good to have that person that can see the whole picture. So yeah, I love it. Well, thank you for sharing that insight and words of wisdom. And Mark, it's just been so great hearing about your journey from your work as a high school math teacher to the impactful work you're now doing as a coach, helping others create their own coaching businesses, as well as those who are already coaches reach new levels of success. So I've really enjoyed our conversation. And I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed it too. I've had a smile on my face the whole time.
Likewise, myself included. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Mark Nelson through his website, and that is marknelsononline.com. And be sure to navigate through and sign up for his discovery call. Sounds like he provides a lot of great insight around the how-tos, as well as what are those inner blocks that are going on, maybe that are, they seem to come up, you know, when we jump out into business for ourselves, they just wake up and they're right there in our face. So yeah, it sounds like a great call to have with Mark. And be sure to follow him on TikTok. Look for at Mark Nelson. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of what I call compassionate selling, where you've fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by providing them with everything they need to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Mark Nelson. And as always, here's to your success.